This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Challenge, in the heart of the South.
China's cyber threat is greater than any other nation. China's hackers, their hacking program is greater than every other major country combined.
The FBI director has come out and discovered a giant new threat that's blown him away.
You came back to the government. You'd been at the Justice Department before. And when you came back and as FBI director, were you surprised at the scale of Chinese spying?
You know, it's a good question. I obviously had worked on a lot of this before when I was Assistant Attorney General. The counterespionage section reported up to me, so I thought I knew a lot about the Chinese espionage campaign and theft campaign. But maybe more than any other threat I've seen since I've come back into government, back into law enforcement in this role, this one blew me away. And I'm not the kind of guy that uses words like blown away easily.
Kind of like the FBI until the mid-1950s told Congress that La Cosa Nostra, an organized crime by the Italians, did not exist.
Certain people may find out certain things which you might not want mentioned.
Sorry you said that.
I'm sorry it has to be said.
Well, now they tell us Chinese spies don't exist. Even though they basically took over Hollywood, took over the Democratic Party, put their operatives in as the managers of senators and members of the House. But now because George Soros said that China and the communists are bad because he's God.
And Xi Jinping's guilty secret is bound to be revealed either during the Winter Olympics or soon thereafter.
Now the FBI is allowed to admit it exists. Because Xi Jinping, for all of his evil and all of his corruption, has decided to not have forced abortion and has decided to tell people to have three children and has decided to be proud of being Chinese and not wanting to destroy his country. And so because he did that and is not giving George Soros his sacrament of dead babies, well, now George Soros's minion has come out and discovered the Chinese communist threat. This is it's like discovering the moon when, you know, you're 50 years old or something.
You've said recently that the Chinese probably have the data of every American adult they've stolen. Why should that matter? Why should I care if the Chinese have my personal data?
Well, China's government is engaged in an effort to, both at home and abroad, to engage in monitoring, surveillance, espionage, and other kinds of targeting. And the information, the data that they steal helps them advance those efforts. And so, you know, back in China, you might see that reflected in things like social credit scores and eavesdropping and other forms of oppression. But part of the problem is that they're exporting parts of that police state here in the United States.
FBI director reveals the one threat to the U.S. that has blown him away. But wait a minute, he just said 2 years ago and a year ago that white supremacy is the most lethal threat in America, says the FBI director Ann Biden.
And we won't ignore what our intelligence agencies have determined to be the most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today. White supremacy is terrorism.
And I will say that a majority of the domestic terrorism cases that we've investigated are motivated by some version of what you might call white supremacist violence, but it includes other things as well.
We hear all about the white supremacists. They're the number one threat. Not the Mexican drug cartels, not MS-13, not the communist Chinese, not radical Islam. No, White people are inherently evil, and white people are inherently bad, and being white is inherently a bad thing. You see that taught in the schools, taught everywhere by the Marxist-Leninist leftists that are using that as their divide-and-conquer strategy.
For only 72 hours, our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind-control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com. There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. ResetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out. It's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I don't pull stunts on air unless they're super obvious stunts where I dress up like the Joker, you know, 15 years ago and go out and tell kids drink fluoride water, it's good for them, where I'm being sarcastic. When I'm doing a stunt dressed up like Cobra Commander, it's extremely obvious. And I very rarely joke around anymore like I used to because the world's so serious. But I think, you know, sometimes it is important to joke around a little bit. Now, I'm not saying Rumble pulled a stunt because I like Rumble. We're on Rumble. It's very popular. We love it. We get millions of views every week now just on Rumble alone. And they're a great free speech platform. We love Getter. We love Gab. We love it all. But they put out a press release over the weekend. Everybody called me about it. I asked Joe about it last night. And he said, yeah, he was actually sent the offer. It's not just on their Instagram. Of $100 million to come work for Rumble. Well, that's great. I could say, hey, Joe, come over here and work at InfoWars. I'll give you a $100 million a year contract. Because Joe, let me just give you a little news flash. They don't want to make people too jealous or anything. It's a lot more than $100 million. So, A, the money's devalued these days, but, you know, B, Joe is a huge draw and has advertisers throwing money at him. I mean, they've got a list of advertisers, but he's refused most of them. He has to believe in it. So, I mean, let's just be clear. In the whole culture war, Joe Rogan is the Roman standard now. They want to capture and take down, and then like dominoes, even more free speech will be taken. But last night, I went out and hung out with Joe and went to one of his shows. And, I mean, he gets there early, a couple hours before. He stays hours after. So we probably talked 4 hours last night. He also did 2+ hours of his new comedy set, but super top secret. And it was amazing. It's the best stuff he's ever done. It really is incredible. And so hopefully that'll be out soon. But, man, it was a jam-packed house. People don't really realize that he does comedy 3-4 nights a week. And he travels all over the place. He does UFC. He does his podcast. I mean, he is a machine. And I've known Joe since I met him in 1998, became friends in 99. And I've never seen him on fire like this. Now, he is doing ice baths. He is doing barometric chambers. He only eats at night one meal. And I was like, dude, you look like a gymnast now. You've always been big. He pulled his shirt off in the green room, and, I mean, he looked like, who's that famous bodybuilder that was natural and wasn't super muscular, but like Schwarzenegger, like Frank Zane, I think is his name. I'm not a big bodybuilding guy, but I think his name is Frank Zane. I mean, just huge six-pack, everything else. And that's an example of dedication and what Joe does. And the guy works 15 hours a day. But he loves all of it. He loves the podcasting. He loves the working out. He loves the jiu-jitsu. He loves the comedy clubs. And he just is super serious, doesn't eat, works all day long, only takes some vitamins and then at night eats a steak and maybe a salad. Yeah, yeah, that's what he looks like at 54 years old. I was like, what the hell? Because, I mean, I've seen Joe plenty of times with his shirt off and you know, and on TV and stuff, but, I mean, it's incredible. And it just made me think, like, this is a specimen. Yeah, he's even way better shape than that now. And, like, people will sit there and think, why is Jones kissing me? Jones is kissing Joe Rogan's ass. No, I celebrate families. I celebrate women. I celebrate children. I celebrate men. And people don't like men because men are what's going to lead us out of this with God's help. That's why they're targeting masculinity, so they're targeting the family, they're targeting the office of the woman, the goddess, all of it. And to see Joe get better and better and better over the years at everything is just incredible. And to see, and, you know, because Joe told me, for whatever reason, and I guess he can trust me, but, I mean, Joe tells me just everything. And he told me all this incredible stuff, and I'm not going to tell you any of it because I can't. But let's just say this, it was extremely, extremely exciting, all the things he was saying. And so for everybody hoping Joe Rogan's broke down and crying and giving up, do not hold your breath. In fact, the quote that I would give you is one from Mark Twain, and that is, rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. And it's the same for InfoWars. But see, I don't just look at this as how is Alex Jones doing and how popular is Alex Jones. I look at this, have we stopped the forced inoculations? Have we stopped the checkpoints? Have we stopped the tyranny? Have we stopped war with Russia? And the answer is no. So there's this paradoxical view where I don't even care that the biggest Hollywood production house with the biggest star is in development to do an Alex Jones movie. And if you told me this, you know, 10 years ago, I wouldn't even believe you. But you know what? That doesn't even mean anything to me. I could care less because Hollywood's dead, ladies and gentlemen, and it knows it's dead. So that's why they're making the Alex Jones movies. That's why they're making the Joe Rogan movies, is because the only way they can stay relevant. Oh, they're making the Joe Rogan movies. Don't worry. There's like that I know of 10 Alex Jones documentaries in production. 9 of them are all negative. 1 of them is positive or more fair. Alex's War that's coming out soon. The other 9, HBO, Discovery Channel, History Channel, Netflix, the list goes on. Vicious fictions. Because I've had people inside send me the rundown of basically the script, because these aren't real documentaries. And it's literal fiction, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, just Jones beat up all the nerds in school, so one time they kidnapped him and tied him up and knocked all his teeth out. Never happened. No teeth ever knocked out. Never beat up little guys. Give me a break, folks. Now, I did, when people attacked me, started hurting me, I did beat the living hell out of people bad, and I hurt them bad, and I'm not proud of that. I wish... You know, you got to learn once you get somebody on the ground not to give them a couple of kicks in the head. But the point is, or stomp on their ribs. But the point is that we are the zeitgeist. This audience of activists, you did this. God gets the credit. This is how the credit goes. God, the audience of activists, and then my crew, and then Alex Jones. Literally. I want you to really get that to sink in deep, okay? That you are the power. Look at the trucker convoys. Look at the demonstrations around the world. Look at what's happening. You are number one. Not Hollywood, not Brad Pitt, not Leonardo DiCaprio, not any of that. That's not what's important. The people are. We're humans. Our families, our homes, our parents, our children, our brothers, our sisters, our nephews, our nieces. They're trying to take that away from us, our grandparents. We are human. This is who we are. We are male and female. We were made by God. We have a mission. And since the beginning of civilization, evil elites have been trying to get control of that paradigm to play God. And we're not going to let them do it. Hell, by law, all over the world, kill switches are going in all the new cars. Why do you think they totally control you? They're planning hellish stuff for us, and we're going to fight it in the end. We're going to beat it. So why don't we just start now? Why don't we admit we're under attack? Why don't we get up off our asses and do something about it and be leaders and get in the animating contest of liberty? I'm not, other than, listen, you know why the reason I don't care about Hollywood? That's not even going to exist soon. Most of these movies and things in production under the New World Order collapse, if Klaus Schwab gets his way, aren't even going to come out. It's all over, folks. unless we get together and say no. There's no more games. There's no more time to screw around. So here's a draft of it because I wanted to review it before Paul put it out. And it should be up on Infowars.com and Summit.news very soon. But Joe Rogan is under unprecedented censorship attack, and he's never been happier. So it's a short, exclusive deal. And I said, this is all amazing stuff, Joe. He said, yeah, and this is off record, and that's off record. So nothing off record is in here. Boy, I wish I could tell you. Believe me, pretty. Anyways, so, but it gives you what's going on and the fact that he's never been happier. And but also, he legitimately said, look, the N-word stuff hurt some people's feelings, and I didn't mean it as a way to hurt people. I was just doing shocking comedy and making fun of racists. It's funny stuff. But I can see how the media twists it. So for those that are hurt, I'm sorry. And he just does that so he can. He didn't do that because anybody told him to do it. He didn't do that because of pressure. He did it because he genuinely. Hell, he apologized to me a few years ago about not defending me. So I appreciate that, Joe. And that was a legitimate thing he did. But I got a bunch of inside baseball I can tell you about with all of this. And so that's coming up. But first, Jim Hoff's going to be on the broadcast. But if you want to see that article.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Journalist in the world and a man on the front lines of the fight for all of our freedoms and futures is our guest for the rest of the hour. But I wanted to just say this up front before we go to him. I have done deep research on January 6th, as a lot of you I know have, and as Mr. Hoft has, and I want to clarify some things. We know there was 1,000-plus commandos there, FBI. We know that there were provocateurs, Antifa, and others. We know about Ray Epps. We know that they opened the doors and let the people in. We know it was not an insurrection. It was angry people that got manipulated, a tiny minority of a million people that were in D.C., including Jim Hoft, who was sitting literally two seats away from me there in the second row in front of Trump at the Ellipse. That said, everybody who went in was suspect as being a provocateur. Some people weren't. They got tricked to go in. I've now read the indictments. I've now watched Stuart Rhodes' ex-wife. Hours of her. I've done deep research, and I've known Stuart since he came on the scene. I never thought Stuart Rhodes was a Fed. I don't think Stuart Rhodes planned an attack on the Capitol. I think they had contingencies in case Trump declared some big deal or whatever. And I think he's a political prisoner and should be released, and I think people should support Stuart and that Stuart should be released. Because, and all the Oath Keepers, because they just went in the building. He didn't even go in the building. But because... you know, we've seen Fox News, Tucker Carlson covering all the provocateurs, the stuff we know. Just because everybody has to be suspect, then as we learn more, we find out people are innocent. And so I never even said he was suspect. I told my crew, I don't think he's a Fed. I know Stuart. I think he's been set up. But I think there were obviously might be infiltrators in the Oath Keepers. The Stuart would get mad at that idea and say I was bashing him. No, I wasn't. I mean, obviously, there's infiltrators everywhere. But I really... had nightmares about this because I don't want to talk about people that are innocent. I know Stuart's innocent. I know the Oath Keepers are innocent. And they certainly don't deserve to be in solitary confinement or being shipped off to gulags. So we're going to go to Jim here. He has a big exclusive letter from the Oath Keepers founder, Stuart Rhodes, at the Cimarron Prison and Correctional Facility, Oklahoma. Now he's being shipped, we're told, to D.C. in that hellhole. So we should all pray for Stuart Rhodes, who really was upset about what's happening to America and, you know, made preparations to not offensively attack, but to defend himself. And just like the Hatari militia, they had to, the judge released them finally because the Fed set them up, the same out of Michigan, and the same thing with the governor. So that's my setup. I appreciate Jim Hoff coming on. He has spearheaded the website AmericanGulag.com, and we'll put that on screen, where people can donate and support the innocent political prisoners and try to get them a real defense, something all Americans, guilty or innocent, deserve. And we are innocent until proven guilty. So AmericanGulag.com. Jim Hoff, thank you so much for joining us today, sir.
Hey, Alex, it's a joy to be with you today. Thanks for inviting me on.
Thank you. I just ran in for half the segment. You've got the floor. Tell us why you, again, are the spearhead here doing what others aren't willing to do. I appreciate you, for all of us, standing up for the January 6th prisoners.
Well, thank you, Alex. You're doing extraordinary work there at InfoWars, as you know. And isn't that just bizarre that we're living in a time now where you're in these Hollywood movies and these cartoon classics? It's just really strange times we're living in, but I'm glad you're getting some recognition. I doubt, though, that they're going to report on all of those news items that you've been correct about over the years, but that's the way it goes. We expect that at Gateway Pundit, too, the same sort of treatment.
I want to apologize because I'm not mad at anybody, but I wasn't given the sheet. I was going from memory. It's AmericanGulag.org. 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 People that want to follow what's happening and donate for their defense, please continue.
AmericanGulag.org. We set this up about 6 months ago now. We've been raising some money for some of these political prisoners in Washington, D.C. We tell their stories every week. We tell two or three different stories of these people who are locked up. We just reported another story yesterday. It was this new he was a former model. He was at the D.C. protest. He got arrested, and now he's in Pinellas County, Florida. He's actually in the same prison, I believe, as Jeremy Brown. You're very familiar with Jeremy Brown. He was the former Green Beret who the FBI went to his door in December of 2020, knocked on his door. There's video of this. He's released this, wanting him to work with them at the January 6th protests. Wanted him to be one of the infiltrators that they had, one of their operatives. He turned them down. He actually recorded the conversation at a restaurant he had with them. Well, he went to January 6th. He actually, we have video of him rescuing a woman who was getting beaten by a cop, brutally beaten, and Jeremy Brown rescues her. He never went inside the Capitol, but they arrested him a few months ago and said that he was trespassing. You know, he was inside this invisible perimeter that they had set up that about 10,000, 20,000 people were standing in. And so he's still sitting in prison. As we speak, without bail, it's atrocious what's happening to this country. It kind of makes
I totally agree. I mean, what's happening to him is even worse than Rhodes. I had the guy on blowing the whistle on the FBI, trying to get him to infiltrate the groups. And just because they're mad at him, he didn't even go in the Capitol. They're now still keeping him in jail. That is just unbelievable. And it's because he's a highly decorated veteran. We've looked up his record. He's a great guy. He's a great patriot, a gentleman. Nope. And so they're persecuting him because they're scared of him. They don't like American patriots.
Absolutely. And it's a disgrace, as these same people who lecture us about China and the human rights abuses. And I agree with that. But look what they've done to this country in just a couple of years, what these Democrats have done. It's unrecognizable what's happening to these people. And there you're showing right there. This is where Jeremy Brown rescued this woman who was getting, again, pulverized by the police that day. So we have a lot of stories like that. In fact, on American Gulag and Gateway Pundit this week, we're going to release an exclusive. Everybody saw that guy getting tossed off the building, got pushed off the ledge during the protest that day on January 6th. There's been a lot of reports on it. Some people said he died, but he's actually alive. We interviewed him, and we're going to release that this week. So that ought to be something. Of course, he's very scared because he sees what the government is doing to its citizens. So, he has a lot of courage to stand up just like, everyone else, just like, you've had the courage to speak out for so long. So there's that.
And you've also been following the new footage you got released that Ashley Babbitt, the reason she was yelling and screaming to the door was she was trying to stop people breaking in, and she was yelling at the police to come help. And the others were standing down, so they killed her for that. This is just insane. That's worse than I thought.
Yeah, absolutely. And this Lieutenant Robert Mike Byrd, who was shot or dead, there's video of this guy running around with his finger on the trigger all day. I mean, what the hell? This guy is so reckless. He's left his gun in the restroom a couple times. Then he's running around that day. He's all hyped up, but he's got his finger on the trigger, and it shoots Ashley Babbitt dead without warning, then runs away like a coward. It's unbelievable that that man's still allowed to have a gun and to work inside the U.S. Capitol. Really unbelievable. So another story from the D.C. Gulag, Jake Lang, who rescued Philip Anderson. Philip Anderson got knocked to the ground when Roseanne Boylan did, this other victim who was killed that day. Philip Anderson is knocked out cold, and Jake Lang actually pulls him to safety. He's a young guy, 26-year-old wrestler. He crawls out. He was underneath the mush pile.
Hold on, Jim. Stay there. Let's come back and talk more about this, because the Democrats are betting the farm on January 6th. Why are they doing that?
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock.
Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it in the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So many cases here of people, but the Green Beret you talk about, who's in studio with us, we should talk more about him. honorably discharged, great record, wonderful person. FBI comes and wants him to infiltrate January 6th. He says no. He releases the video after January 6th. He goes as peaceful. And then they've still got him in jail. And I try to follow why they've got him. What are they saying? How do you hold somebody for months and months and months for being on the Capitol grounds? This is really frightening.
Yeah, absolutely, it's frightening. And we had a great article up recently, Alex, and it was a comparison of what the communists under Lenin did in 1917, how they treated the opposition, how they treated protesters. If the protesters were on their side, if they were doing the bidding of these communists, then they got perks, then they were rewarded. Just like we saw with Antifa, they're rewarded, they're bailed out of jail. If they're not on their side, just like the January 6th protesters, then they're punished, and even worse in Lenin's Soviet Union. So, again, we're starting to see a lot of very frightening things that's happening with our country today, and it's absolutely disgusting. I actually heard word from Jeremy Brown's girlfriend this past weekend and found out that the feds, the prosecutors, were angry that he had a Gibson Go campaign because he was using a defense attorney that was paid for by the state, so he can't raise money now. So this is what they're doing to these people. They're trying to destroy their lives, absolutely. Not just for this month or this week.
You've been following the case closely. What are they saying he did? Because I read articles, they won't even say what he did. I mean, what about the Green Beret? I mean, he's a great guy. I had him in studio. What did he do?
Right. He was standing outside of the Capitol. There's video of him rescuing a woman who was being pulverized by the police. That's what he did. And so that was his crime, and now he's sitting in isolation in the Pinellas County jail in Florida. So it's disgusting. This is how they're treating Americans. I tell you, Alex, it really just burns me to see that this is what's happening to our country today. I never thought I'd see anything like this. I'm glad that we're doing what we are on Gateway Pundit. We raised $35,000 for some of these prisoners and their families last week. We raised another $40,000 in December. I'm really proud of the fact that we released this money to some of these families. But it's atrocious what's going on. The mainstream media ignores it. Yesterday I put up a story. It was about Liz Klayman, who I actually enjoy. She's on Fox Business Network. But she's on with Howie Kurtz, this horrible show on Sunday morning, Media Buzz, where, you know, they're just leftist dribble. But anyway, she's talking about the January 6th protesters and how they need to be locked up and how there should be no mercy on them. And, you know, how Lindsey Graham is right and Donald Trump is wrong to say that he's going to pardon them. She doesn't even know the names of any of these people. She doesn't even know who these people are. She doesn't know the stories of any of these people. There was 900 people who got arrested, right? The FBI storming old ladies, their homes at 6 in the morning.
And Jim, I mean, as you know, there's also the backdrop of billions of dollars of damage, dozens killed, police killed, burned down buildings, attacked federal courthouses, 100 night attacks in Portland. And then you've got the then vice presidential candidate, now vice president, via fraud, bailing out murderers and people and arsonists and people that attack federal police with hatchets. You attack federal cops with hatchets? 20 years, baby. Try to kill somebody with a freaking hatchet. 20 years. But you stand outside the Capitol, then they want to put you in jail for 20 years for sedition. It doesn't fly. The dog doesn't hunt.
It doesn't at all. It's disgusting. It's a two-tiered system right now, the judicial system. It's really gross what's happening to these people, and it really, again, it makes me weep for my country to see that this is happening. How dare they do this to Americans? And where the hell are the Republicans? That's why I'm so angry when I hear people like Liz Klayman, who I respect, and she's so ignorant about what's going on that she has no idea what the hell she's talking about, and she's unwilling to defend people who was like Dr. Gold. They busted in her door. She was inside the Capitol talking about hydroxychloroquine, and the FBI comes in and busts down her door. It's unbelievable, this treatment. The FBI, what the hell is going on with that group? You know, it's just shocking. And this is going on all over the country. And, you know, Alex, you know, and I know, they're still arresting people. This guy we wrote about this past weekend, he was just arrested in Florida, just I think this past week or a couple weeks ago. So they're still going after people for misdemeanors. They're spending millions and millions of dollars on this. They're pushing lies, complete lies. Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger crying. Bunch of lies that they're promoting. They have no idea how this thing started. They're not willing to listen to the people who are there.
Well, exactly. And that's the main question I wanted to ask you. Why are they betting everything on Jan 6 and rolling out this new terrorism directive that white people and people that protest lockdowns and people that protest elections, that's the definition of white supremacist, and then white supremacist is a terrorist. I mean, that's official. And you've got Jen Psaki saying we need the government to basically shut up Joe Rogan. I mean, we've like woken up in North Korea, and it seems like they're just getting started. So why do you think they're betting everything on Jan 6?
I think it's a bad bet. I think Americans are going to catch on because, as you know, Alex, the truth is always going to spread. You know, they can't kill the truth forever. It's going to come out. What happened that day was atrocious. The video of the cops shooting down on these people, these grandmas, these veterans, these children, these Americans who were there to protest had no idea this was coming. They're shooting down rubber bullets and flash grenades on top of them. And they're not going to show that video. They're not going to show the two guys who had the heart attacks and the cops ignored.
Yeah, I mean, let's not forget that there's, 14,000 hours of footage they won't release?
Absolutely. 14,000.
So how can you believe anything they say? I mean, it's just like the Russiagate thing with Russia. The AP says, show me the proof Russia's going to stage a false flag. And they go, we're not going to show you the proof. Just believe us. Holding back that footage is insane. That obviously they're provocateuring. I mean, we know they had 1,000 federal police there in plain clothes and 300-something hostage rescue team, and they didn't stop the police, the few dozen that the provocateurs broke through. So bare minimum, there was a government stand down Jan 6.
Absolutely. Another video we released was the one guy, we saw the weapon, you know, for months we heard there was no weapons there. Well, there actually was video of one protester with a weapon, and for some reason, he didn't get arrested. Now, this guy who was arrested, this protester, confronted that guy in Arizona and said, hey, how come you're not in jail? You had a freaking gun that day, and it's on video, and the Daily Beast wrote about it, and for some reason, you've never been arrested. You know, so a lot of stories like this we're seeing. Again, the truth is being hidden. I don't think Liz Cheney's going to be able to hide the truth forever. You know, I don't think Adam Kinzinger, no matter how much he cries, he's not going to be able to hide the truth. But the American people will find out, and it's absolutely disgusting what they've done to the American people. And the fact that they give these Black Lives Matter and Antifa terrorists who burned down Kenosha, burned down Minneapolis, burned down Ferguson, Arizona, years before that, where I live, it's outrageous that these people get a free pass, and yet Grandma, who carried a MAGA flag through the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, gets the FBI storming her house at 6 in the morning. It's really unbelievable.
Well, let's come back and do one more segment just on Trump in general and the election coming up in 274 days with Jim Hoff, GatewayPundit.com, and Alex Jones, Infowars.com. But just pulling back from this, there's a real blind spot with the Justice Department and the feds. I mean, Ruby Ridge wasn't popular. Waco wasn't popular. Jan 6 attack people is not popular. You guys are making yourselves the enemies of the American people. That's stupid. We don't want to be your enemy. We want you to serve us and keep us safe, not be political enforcers for a bunch of crazy, out-of-control, insider trading, New World Order Chi-Com spies.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Constantly with my hat in hand. And I really liked Rush Limbaugh, and he grew a lot as he went on, but I knew people that managed him, and I'm going to leave it at that. Roger Ailes, you name it. And their rule was, we'll have Dick Cheney on, or we'll have Charlton Heston on, but nobody that's another talk show host, nobody that has their own media outlet, and nobody that's asking for money. Well, you notice my show is constantly this charity, this organization, that organization. I'm not getting a cut of that. I know Jim Hoft has given all the money to the January 6th people. He's making himself a target doing that. So I'm having him on because what he's doing is a good thing. He's a hero for doing it. Not, oh, he's some guy that wants to get money. He's being sued by the globalist, attacked by the deep state just like I am. We need to support Gateway Pundit. You need to go to AmericanGulag.org if you want people that don't have representation and who are literally don't even have money for commissary or whatever. Many of them held in solitary confinement. And support them. This pisses the globalist off like nothing else. Hell, I'm a major target of this witch hunt, but so be it. You got to live on your feet, got to live on your feet instead of living on your knees. I'm not living on my knees and dying on my knees. It's not happening, ladies and gentlemen. It just doesn't feel good. I can't sleep at night. And so Jim Hopp is a hero, and I keep saying that because he really isn't just doing the right thing and fighting. He's always at the tip of the spear. AmericanGulag.org. So you heard my point, Jim, as we went to break, about I don't want to be an enemy with the FBI. I want it to be a good institution. It's in the Constitution. You can have federal, you know, magistrates and federal law enforcement and people, federal marshals. But, I mean, really, it's like they're auditioning to work in North Korea or something. And it's just crazy. They're in their own bubble up there, not getting that outside of that bubble, people don't like them. And they're being ordered to go out and carry out things that are destroying their institution. Where do you see this going?
It's not a good direction, is it, Alex? And, again, what they did to you. I mean, there's a video of you on January 6th telling people, don't go inside. Stay away from there. Don't go inside the Capitol. And yet they come and arrest you? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's beyond that. It's outrageous what they've done and what the FBI is doing. Again, sending a team to Grandma's house in the morning or busting down Dr. Holt's door, who was just standing inside talking about hydroxychloroquine, which she was right about, by the way. So the FBI better get it together. I hope they do. I'm sure that I'm a target. I know you must wake up in the morning and when you're on the phone or something, just like Gateway Pundit, we figure probably somebody's listening. We don't have anything to hide.
Oh, I mean, no, it's come out in federal court that we're all wiretapped and Roger Stone is everything else. And I mean, they're just listening to everything we do. And it's not because we're bad. It's because we are powerful, because listeners support us because they're powerful. It's because we're populist and people want freedom. And so they think that they can punish the leaders. We'll just go away. No, we're Americans, and that's not going to happen. Your intimidation makes me get up earlier in the morning and makes me work harder. That's how it works.
Right. And I think as people learn the truth, when they learn that Alex Jones was there that day to tell people not to have an insurrection, as they would call it, to tell people to stay away from the Capitol, that it's a setup. I think when people hear that and they hear more truth all the time, I think what we are seeing is a great awakening right now, Alex, and that is people are tired of being lied to. The media has lied to them about everything for the past couple of years. I wake up in the morning and my thought is, how am I going to get gas lit today? What's going to come at me first? Is it going to be the COVID lies? Is it going to be the D.C. January 6th lies? Is it going to be something about Joe Biden's miraculous numbers that he had in employment numbers? If they just throw this garbage at us all day, and I think people are getting wise. Nobody likes being lied to, and people will strive to find the truth, whether they have to go through a couple extra steps. You go to InfoWars or Gateway Pundit, they're going to do that because they know that we're going to tell them the truth. And if they don't believe it today, come back in 6 months.
I totally agree with you. We got a big article up on InfoWars.com. Joe Rogan is under unprecedented censorship attack, and he's never been happier. I hung out with him. It's hard to believe. My gosh, he stays at those clubs the whole time. We were there like 6-7 hours at the Vulcan Gas Company, a great little place in downtown Austin. And it's just packed, and he's about to open his own big club. I'm not going to announce that yet, or he's not going to announce that yet. But what do you make of Joe and how they've gone and edited tapes together selectively, and even talk show hosts that have used the N-word themselves, but they're liberals, so they're protected. They're calling for Joe to be deplatformed when they themselves have used those words.
Yeah, it's endless, isn't it? These globalists, these Democrats, they don't give up. They'll make up lies. If it doesn't work, then they'll spread more lies. As you know, Alex, they just don't give up. And so I'm glad that Joe Rogan actually has another offer today. As we saw, Rumble offered him to move over to their platform. So that's exciting news for him. I think it would be another few million a year for Joe Rogan. So it might be something to think about, but he obviously is having an impact, and they want to go after him.
Absolutely, you know, Rumble are great folks, and I talked to Joe last night about that offer, and let's just say this: we didn't really put it in the article. It wasn't really an off the record thing, but I'm going to let Joe say it himself, but Spotify is standing behind Joe at this point, and I think that's good. But that's why they now have New York Pension Fund worried about Spotify. So now BlackRock and the big money, they wanted to get him canceled just by saying he's disinfo, he's a racist, because that's not working. Now the real power is coming in to try to get Joe kicked off. But Joe's already thought this 20 moves forward. If anybody thinks a lot of moves forward, if anybody's playing 3D chess, it's Joe Rogan. This guy is a great guy, the opposite of a sociopath, but extremely long game calculating. And that's what he does, because jiu-jitsu is very calculating.
I trust he'll make it out of this just fine. I certainly hope so, and I pray for him that it works out for him, just like with you, Alex.
Absolutely. All right, Jim, thank you so much for the time, and I want to get you back soon to talk about the midterm. Just in 30 seconds, though, with 274 days out, I don't see how the Democrats have a free and open election. They're going to lose in a record realignment landslide. That's my view. What do you think happens?
Yeah, I think the Republicans need to make sure that they can't commit as much fraud as they did in 2020, and I think they'll be fine. I'm worried about Alex, and I know you are too. Once they take control of the House or the Senate, who are they going to put in charge? Kevin McCarthy isn't up for the job. Just isn't.
I totally agree. We need a major peaceful political rebellion if they put a bunch of milquetoast rhinos in there. All right, Jim Hobb, thank you so much, brother. Everybody should go to AmericanGulag.org to find out more about these political prisoners. I mean, hell, who knows? I could end up being one. We need to stand up for these folks. God bless you and thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, folks, I'm going to go to break, and we have a really interesting fellow who's been all over the world standing up for the Uyghurs and the Christian Afghans, movietomoment.com, thegreatcampaign.org, the Jason Jones Show host. Jason Jones is going to be in studio with us coming up next hour. And let me do this, or we won't be here. I'm going to be completely honest with listeners. A sick part of me is tired of being committed 7 days a week to this, because I'm either totally committed like a rampaging goblin, or I just want to go fish and feed horses and cut limbs, and God, I love it. I just want to run a chainsaw and cut up a tree and just drive around a bulldozer. I mean, you want to know what I want to do? I'm like higher than a kite, growing gardens and fishing, and I just want to be a farmer. I'm a farmer, folks. And but I'm in a war, and if I don't get money, we're going to start laying people off in about 6 months. And something this big and this dynamic and all the things we're doing, because what you see with me is just the surface. There's a lot more going on. We will implode if we don't have fun. So I'm firing the bat signal. And I'm saying, my Lord, we got great T-shirts, great books, great films, great storable food, great supplements. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com. And I guess God keeps me hungry, because I don't know why through the years I'm literally, I'm in the red, I'm in the black, I'm in the red, I'm in the black. And I spend a third or more of my time jacking with money. And I'm not complaining, but I'd rather be shooting reports and doing interviews and strategizing the victory. But I get revolutionaries always got to fund themselves. They usually rob banks and kill people and hold hostages. We're not doing any of that. We're just selling high-quality supplements and great products. So go there. Be part of the revolution. I want to thank all of you that have. But I'm telling you, there's nobody bringing it like us. I mean, it's actually just biblical what we've done. It's all God. We, folks, this operation blew the New World Order. They're going down. The question is, can they take us with them? We blew their operation. We did it. woo, baby. But am I on a power trip? The opposite. I am walking a tightrope with Hades underneath me. So I need funds, ladies and gentlemen, and I need it now. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there now. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there now and get supplements and products like X3 you need and experience it for yourself. The only way you fail is not taking action now.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.